Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, back in the saddle after a week off in Hawaii, recharged, got the batteries absolutely flowing and juiced and ready to go, baby. And wow, what a weekend, what a week. Tons of things going on since I have been away from the microphone, man. We've had this Conor McGregor guy get injured in this big UFC fight. We've had the Stanley Cup Finals come and gone and take place. The Tampa Bay Lightning, back-to-back winners. Unbelievable stuff. We got the NBA Championship rocking and rolling. The Phoenix Suns cruising, and maybe they won't be after the visit to Milwaukee. We'll have to find out. But so much to dive into in the sports world. Man, oh man, oh man, I can't believe I've been away from for this long. I know we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side to talk to about Major League Baseball. We'll probably wrap up the Stanley Cup Finals and things like that. But wow, man, it is good to be back on the radio. Good to be back in my seat doing what I love to do. But it sure as heck was nice to be away, too. I'm not going to lie. The beauty of Maui, the beauty of Hawaii is real. If you've never been there before, people, I encourage it. I think you should get out there. You should get away from doing things that you do here and there and just sit back and enjoy life. And I do hear the music, so I know I gotta take a break. I'll do that. And like I said, on the other side, I'm gonna come back with my professor of sports, none other than John Poulter.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. Don't fear larger, more established competitors. Remember, you're introducing new products into the market because there is a need for them. You have something that your competition lacks. Many older companies are still hesitant or unwilling to shift their businesses online, leaving the door open for small businesses to win their customers and capture market share at a fraction of the cost. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
Enjoy a powerful business upgrade with Dell Technologies Black Friday and July event. Get amazing savings with up to 50% off high-performance computers and tech built for business, and be able to take your office with you with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, get great offers on Dell servers, monitors, docks, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL, and speak to a Dell Technologies advisor advisor today.
I'm Ron Barr. All my life I've been active, playing tennis, pickup basketball, cycling, and swimming. But let me tell you, as I've gotten older, my body now tells me when enough is enough and I've done too much. Did you know 100 million Americans suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living? I want to recommend Relief Factor to you. Relief Factor can help all those body parts that are hurting, sore, such as neck and shoulder, back, hip, or knee, or just general muscle aches and pains. Here's what I recommend. Go to ReliefFactor.com to find out more. And Relief Factor has something special for the Sports Byline USA Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. So give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384, or check it out at ReliefFactor.com.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, flying solo this week. Mike, just giving him a week off because, quite frankly, he does so much favors for me. The guy just needed a couple, just wanted a little time off. So, you know what? Rightfully so. We'll give it to him. You know what? Now I'm going to hook up with my professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Man, you know, it's tough to admit it, John, but I sure as heck had a wonderful time in Hawaii, and I got to tell you, I could get used to that lifestyle pretty damn quick. You know, walking on the beach every day, seeing new faces and maybe even some familiar faces after a couple few days. And that lifestyle, it's easy and it can wear on me pretty well. I got news for you. So I'm kind of jealous that I am having to come back to the real world and reality, but we're back at it.
Well, you have to look at it this way, Andy, that if you want to go back, you're going to have to work for a little while to fund the next trip. So think of it as a positive coming back, that it's going to give you an opportunity to save some money to make that trip again. And clearly, by the sound of what you're telling me, it sounds as though you'd like to do that again.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It really was. And again, like I said, if people haven't been able to experience the beauty of Hawaii, I strongly encourage it, and I think it's something that it's a fantastical place in my humble opinion, and that is really a word. So if people think I'm making things up there, I'm not making words up. It's just a magical place, and it almost feels like you're not really there, and it's not really happening, but it is happening, and I was there, and I experienced all that beauty. Hey, I've also experienced all the beauty of watching the sports while I was away, to be honest with you, John. And it was pretty cool to see the Tampa Bay Lightning do it back-to-back. I mean, what can you say about those guys and that performance from them?
Well, I thought it was very well-deserved. You know, we've talked all season about the fact that in our opinion, Tampa Bay was not really a third-place team, even though they did finish up in third place in that division, Carolina winning the division and the Florida Panthers being the second-place team, and Tampa Bay running the table in terms of postseason series. A good team, a well-coached team, a well-balanced team, a deep team, and a team that was obviously hungry to prove that last year was no fluke. And you got to give them credit that they've not only won back-to-back titles in some very challenging times, they've won back-to-back titles in two very, very different environments. They won last year in a bubble, which was a new experience for everybody, and they won this year with some fans in the stands in some places, smaller crowds in other places, but I'm sure it was good for all of those teams to get back into a stadium with their own fans behind them. And I think they played well in the final, and I'm sure they were quite happy to win the series at home and raise the cup in front of their own fans. So from a Tampa Bay Lightning standpoint, I think it was well-deserved. Didn't really surprise me. The only thing that surprised me was I thought it would go six games, and it only went five. But that's hockey in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, amazing, you know, like you said, the dynamics of what they've done over the past couple of years and the world that we've lived in. And that kind of leads me to my next question and thought is, you know, looking at the last couple of years, does it taint the Stanley Cup a little bit? Does it make it not as significant? I don't know, and I don't think those players would care if people do. What say you on that? And with that being said, what are some of the good, the bad, the ugly takeaways from this another pandemic like season that hockey had to go through?
Well, I don't think it takes one thing away from them. As I mentioned, you know, they won last year in a unique environment. I think that took skill, it took planning, it took patience, and this year was probably no different because it was a smaller schedule, games were compressed, they played 56 games in, I'm not sure how many days, but, you know, from the middle of January to the middle of April was the length of the regular season, so they were playing between 3 and 4 games a week rather than between 2 and 3 in a normal season. So I actually think it's the opposite. I don't think either one of them is tainted. I think they are actually both a little bit showed that they were a little bit harder to win because of the unique circumstances. And then, of course, you've got the mental pressure of not knowing whether you're going to be able to put your full lineup out there every night and not knowing if you're going to be without your leading scorer for 3 weeks because he happens to have been tested positive for a virus or in contact with somebody that's tested positive for a virus. So I think the coaching staff would have trouble planning a full season this year because of the circumstances. So, you know, I think it's actually less tainted. If anything, I would say kudos to them because I think they won two Stanley Cups back-to-back in more difficult circumstances than teams normally would. So that would be the positive that I would take out of it. Looking at the entire season, I think the negative I would take out of it is that so many games were played in front of empty fans. Here in Toronto, the Maple Leafs played the entire season, all 28 home games, in front of nothing but a bunch of empty seats and some canvas-covered end zones. That can't be easy for players. It certainly isn't easy for fans. It certainly isn't easy for the teams in terms of revenue streams. So I think that would be the ugly that we took away from it. The counterbalance to that would be we got the whole season in, and if we'd have talked about this in January, I think we probably would have both scratched our heads a little bit when we were asked the question of would we complete the season. So the good news is we did complete the season. We got through it without any major outbreaks. It did require some scheduling changes, but everybody got through it, and we completed the season. The Stanley Cup was awarded, and another season's in the books.
All right, so I guess the way I want to wrap this up is what do you think should stay and what do you think should go from the pandemic seasons that we have seen? What are some of the things, I guess, in another way to ask this, what are some of the things you like that you've seen and What are some of the things that you don't like, and what should stay and what should go?
Well, if you're talking about rule changes, I don't think there are any other than the, you know, the usual medical protocols we've seen in every sport and outside of sport in terms of virus control. Take those away and get back to normal. I think we're probably going to look at expanded rosters going forward. That seems to have been a nice little bonus to have that little taxi squad of 2, 3, 4, I think in some cases 5 players. I think at one point they were allowed to carry 28 players and only dress 20. I think that's a positive. Perhaps the negative from that is that that weakens the American Hockey League, because those players that are on the taxi squad would normally be playing regularly in the American Hockey League. So there's that trickle-down effect. It's much like Major League Baseball, where if you expand the Major League Baseball rosters to 30 people, that's 5 guys that are playing in the majors on, or sitting on the bench in the majors that aren't playing AAA, and those positions have to be filled, and so on and so forth. I'd like to see the taxi squads go away, but only see them go away once we have this virus under control. And hopefully, I know that teams are planning on doing everything going back to normal. As you know, I'm a season ticket holder with the Toronto Maple Leafs. A couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with our ticket rep, and his comment to me at that time was that the Maple Leafs obviously will be guided by the government, the Board of Health, and the NHL, and common sense. But their hope was that the regular season would start on time in October. They would be playing to close to full capacity, if not full capacity, and they were hoping to get a full schedule in. So that, to me, sounds as though the plan is for the 2021-2022 season to be a, quote, normal regular season. If we see that happen, that's tremendous progress. We're back where we should be, perhaps a little sooner than we anticipated, but hopefully he's right. Obviously, the NHL will have an awful lot to say about that. The big issue, of course, being this cross-border issue. We don't know what the schedule is going to look like next year. We may be forced to see a Canadian division again if the border is not opened up. But we're hopeful that it's going to open up. There's talk that the Blue Jays may play some home games after July 30th. So if the Blue Jays can play U.S. teams and go to the U.S. to play, why can't the NHL? So a few things still to be worked out, but I think on the whole it's mostly positive.
Yeah, and I was wondering what you were thinking about the way they had the division set up and how they did the playoffs. That as well. Those were also on my mind. We'll maybe get into that real quick, and then we'll switch some gears and talk some baseball on the other side. He's my professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada, baby. I'm Andy Dorf. I hang out in Phoenix, AZ. Yeah, that's right, Phoenix AZ, man. I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan, and I'm living in Phoenix AZ. Miserable, that's all I can say, miserable. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
So here, 90 seconds in, Pietrangelo's had a chance. That hot shot, like it caught breaks of the mask. A chance for Pacioretty, and now back the other way. It's Denovia. Pass across, scores!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It to the boards. Suzuki takes a hit from Chernak. Down to 15 seconds. Puck into the corner to the right of Vasilevsky. Comes out in front. It is cleared as time winds down here in Tampa. 5 seconds remaining. Puck retrieved by Petrie. Lightning strikes twice. The Tampa Bay Lightning win their second straight Stanley Cup.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. And yep, lightning does strike twice. I've actually played golf with a guy that was struck twice by lightning. No joke. I can't make that stuff up, people. But for the Tampa Bay Lightning and their fans, and you know what? When I think about it, Tampa Bay, Tampa, that area right now, got to be feeling like magic when you have Tom Brady and the Buccaneers winning, and then you have the hockey team getting it done. They've got half of the major sports titles there in the past year. You got to love it. You got to love it being a Tampa Bay fan. Welcome back in, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to me all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, I mentioned one thing to you before we took the break, and if you want to address it, you're more than welcome to. If not, we can just jump into baseball because, obviously, it's very cruisy for me right now. Milwaukee Brewers playing fantastic. I know they are coming off of a loss, but a couple of losses. But at the end of the day, playing extremely well, leading that division right now. But I did mention something to you about the way the playoffs were and how they did the divisions. You kind of started going down that path before the break, but did you like the way the playoffs and everything were set up with NHL hockey? Yes or no, or maybe? And if so, do you want them to keep it that way?
Well, I like the way the playoffs were set up. And quite frankly, they're not that much different than they have been in the past in that the first two rounds are strictly within the division. And then, of course, you get down to the quarterfinals and the semifinals and the finals. You know, you've got your four division winners. So from that standpoint, it really wasn't any different. The only thing that was really different this year was, A, the makeup of the divisions, and, B, the fact that they reseeded the teams when they got to the semifinals. So when you had the four division winners, which was decided after the first two rounds, rather than an East-East-West-West final, the way that it has been in the past, because there was no Eastern Conference and Western Conference this year, they decided to take those four teams and scramble them seeds one through four. I liked that. That's one thing I would like to see them continue with, that, you know, once we get through those first two rounds and we're down to the last four teams, I'd love to see the top team and the fourth team play. That way you've got I think you've got a better chance of seeing the best two teams in the final. So that's one thing I probably would like to see them keep. In terms of the divisions during the regular season, it was different. It was expected. I think it was really the only thing they could do, and that was make the divisions geographic. The big advantage to me was the teams that were in the East Division, because none of them were an overnight trip. I mean, you look at Pittsburgh, Washington, Boston, the two New York teams, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Buffalo. They're all short hops. You get into the Canadian Division, which we, you know, as I pointed out, had to be formed simply because of the border issue. You've got Ottawa and Montreal in the East, and you've got Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary in the West, and then, of course, you've got Winnipeg right in the middle. So I think that what that created was a bit of additional travel for the Canadian teams. You know, Vancouver were making more trips to the East Coast, and the East Coast teams were making more trips to Vancouver. They sort of alleviated that a little bit by playing two games in four nights, three games in five nights, three games in six nights, etc., a little bit like a baseball series. Mm-hmm. I kind of liked that for some extent because it sort of made it a bit of a playoff atmosphere, playing the same team three times in a week. But hopefully we're back to normal next year. I did miss seeing the Sidney Crosbys and, you know, the Steve Stamkoses of this world and the Jonathan Taves and the Patrick Kanes. I did miss seeing those guys come to Toronto.
Sure.
I don't mean anything bad about the Canadian teams, but it is nice to see all the superstars in your sport. So those two things might be the things that I'd really like to see tweaked next year.
Rightfully so. All right, that's the voice of John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me here on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. And by the way, Novak Djokovic about to put himself on that mantle where we have to start talking about him as being the GOAT, just about to win his 20th major at Wimbledon. And got to tell you, John, this is something that was definitely special and near and dear to my heart. Growing up as a kid with my family, we always sat around and watched Breakfast at Wimbledon. So just brings back some great childhood memories for me of watching the greats like Boris Becker and Yannick Noah and Borg and Lendl and Connors and McEnroe, and just seeing some of these guys really do some amazing things on that surface, which is, if you've ever played on it, anybody, you know what I'm talking about. It's an extremely difficult surface to keep your balance on, and the way that these guys go out there and play, it to me, it's a thing of beauty. It really is. And Novak Djokovic about to get his 20th and put himself right up there in that conversation. And I've known he was going to achieve it, so I've been already kind of touting him as the guy that will be the new GOAT, and he's just about there. And it's very, very special. So I don't know if you're a big tennis fan or not, but I love my tennis for sure, John. You know that.
Yeah, it's. I know it's always been a big part of your life, and it still is, and hopefully it always will be. And as long as you're able to get out there and play and teach, it's a great way to make a living. People have often told me that if you enjoy what you do for a living, you never have to go to work, and I think you'd probably be a classic example of that.
Yep, that's very true. All right, real quickly, let's put a little baseball in here and let's get in perspective. The Boston Red Sox continuing to impress and play well in the American League. And, you know, it's musical chairs as to who's in second place for the most part. But the Yankees still trailing in that one. Your Blue Jays falling behind as well. And the Central, it's the Sox and everybody else, basically. In the West, you've obviously got Houston. They're on top of things there, and Oakland close behind them, about 3.5 games or so. In the National League, The Mets are on top in that division, but things are pretty tight throughout, to be honest with you. Only a 10-game gap between first and last in that division. That's relatively impressive. Like I said earlier, the Brew Crew on top in the Central in the National League, and the Reds behind them, the Cubs behind them, and St. Louis, who has really fallen off the map ever since a while back. It's kind of nuts what's going on there. And there they are once again, the San Francisco Giants, having the most victories in all of Major League Baseball and still holding off the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's truly remarkable, John. It really is.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting season, hasn't it? You know, we've seen the American League East, Boston, come out to that huge start, and then Tampa Bay going on that great run. I think they won 15 out of 20 or something along those lines, actually caught and passed the Red Sox. Now the Red Sox are winning again. Tampa Bay had a bit of a bad streak, but all of a sudden they're getting back into it because they've won six in a row. The Yankees starting to make a little bit of noise. Toronto just can't seem to get any consistency. They'll play really well for 8 or 10 games, and then they'll play terrible for 7 or 8 games, and they're sort of in one of those terrible spells right now. In the Central, the White Sox really the only team that's playing all that well. Cleveland 7.5 back. They had a very bad losing streak in the last couple of weeks. They're starting to get back, but there's a lot of ground to be made up there. The Astros had that great month of June. I think there was something like 19-6 in the month of June. Still have a 3.5 game lead over the Oakland Athletics. The Mariners aren't that far out of it at 6 games. I mean, I don't think the Mariners have the team to make a run at it, but they're hanging in there. Looking in the National League East, you point out that the Mets are still up by 4 over the Braves. The Braves finally got to 500, but suffered a terrible loss yesterday with Acuna Jr. out for the season with a torn ACL. So that's not going to help them. But, you know, that's baseball. Every team has injuries.
Hey, I just want you to come over on the other side with me one more time, because we'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the All-Star game a little bit, and then also about Ohtani being in that home run derby, how exciting that could potentially be, and if he could actually win it, which I think he's the favorite, which is insane. Anyway, so just hang with me for a quick second. He's John Poulter. I'm the Dorf Man. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities. like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with you like I always do. John Poulter, my professor of sports, hanging out with me real quickly, just for a couple more seconds. John, I really do appreciate you taking time out. But the All-Star break is here. It's among us. And I just got to get your thoughts about Ohtani and the home run derby and the potential for him to just come out and steal the show. And maybe people realize that, hey, he's an okay pitcher, but what he can do with that bat, it truly is special, John.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, as you know, I'm not a huge fan of the home run derby. I think it's basically a made-for-TV thing. I think it's a little gimmicky. Certainly, Ohtani as the number one seed adds a tremendous amount of fan interest to it this year, because a lot of people outside of those on the West Coast don't get to see him that often. I live on the East Coast, so by the time his games are starting, it's 11 o'clock my time, and that's a little bit late to be settling into a three-hour baseball game. So a lot of us on the East Coast don't get to see Ohtani perform on a regular basis, but you look at the numbers certainly don't lie. You look at that field, and it's kind of interesting to see how it's set up. And, two things kind of jumped out at me. Actually, three things jumped out at me. The first one, of course, is that Ohtani is in there. Second one is that Juan Soto, who you and I both think is one of the best young players in Major League Baseball, is the number eight seed. You know, when you got a talent like that at the number eight seed, that tells you how strong the field is. The defending champion, Pete Alonso, is the number five seed, so that's an indication of how strong the field is. And on the other side of the draw, Joey Gallo and Trevor Story, I think that's going to be an interesting matchup, mainly because I think those are two prime guys to be traded by the July 31st trading deadline. And, of course, Story is a Colorado Rocky. The game is in Denver, so he'll add some excitement to that half of the draw. And then we've got the great story about Trey Mancini recovering from cancer and coming back to play for the Baltimore Orioles and finding himself in the home run derby. So a lot of interesting statistics, a lot of interesting names, a lot of interesting scenarios. This might be one home run derby I tune into and watch, because I think there's a lot of sideline stories to it.
Hey, John, as always, you know how much I appreciate you. Have a great day. We'll catch up next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, Andy. Take care, stay well, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds like a plan. John Poulter, my professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball, NHL hockey. Nobody better than him, so I do appreciate him 100%. All right, I do need to talk about a few other things happening in the sports world before I get the heck out of Dodge. Look, Conor McGregor, what happened to him is absolutely god-awful, man. You don't wish that upon anybody, because I hate seeing injuries be a part of a game. When you always hear me say injuries are part of a game, I get it, they are, it's true, but man, that was just brutal to see that happen to that dude, and I don't wish injury upon anybody, but that was just awful, so... Hopefully he can get better and get himself back out there in the octagon to do some battle. I don't know if that's coming anytime soon, though. That ankle looked like, looked like a ham sandwich, man. Just flat out, that thing was just flopping around. So it was pretty disgusting. Feel bad for him. Again, hope he can get back. Never know. Really never know. Speaking of getting back, can the Milwaukee Bucks get back in the NBA Finals? Yes, maybe, or no. And quite frankly, it's all three of those things. Yes, they can get back into the series, but what's it going to take? Well, it's going to take some help for Giannis Antetokounmpo, because dude is going out there and flat out being a straight up baller. Got no friends coming with him to the party, though. Where the hell is Chris Middleton? Where the hell is Jrue Holiday? Where the hell is Brooke Lopez? Where the hell is Bobby P? Where the hell is Pat Connington? Pat the Rat Connington, as I like to call him. Some of these guys have been there in little bits and pieces, okay? I get it. But you need Jrue and you need Chris to join the party, for crying out loud. Here's the deal. That's why they're not superstars. Okay, that's in a nutshell, you're seeing why they're not superstars. And maybe, on the other hand, that's why maybe we're looking at future budding, or actually not future, budding superstars with what's happening with the Phoenix Suns. We know they have the consummate pro in CP3. We've known about them for 16 freaking years as they keep shoving that garbage right down your throat. He's a professional, for crying out loud. He should be pretty good at playing basketball. He's been there for 16 years. There's something about that that is pretty damn good. What I'm really impressed with is DeAndre Ayton. This guy has really, really come along. What CP3 has done for him, you can't even put it into words. You just got to watch it all develop on the floor. And then Book? Oh, man. You realize that Book couldn't even start in college because there were too many other dudes around him that were allegedly more talented and better than him. Well, right now, I think he who laughs last is laughing loudest, because Book is in the freaking NBA Finals right now. And he looks like an MVP at that, by the way. Dude's really special. Suns are special. They're playing great. You got to give credit where credit is due. You know, as much as I want to say the Milwaukee Bucks are not doing this and that, which they're not, because Jrue and Chris haven't come to the party yet, and hopefully they can get their asses there. Don't know if it's going to happen, but I hope they can. Because at the end of the day, man, you need those guys. They better show. You can hear the frustration in my voice, man. It's 50 years is too damn long. Sorry, it's too damn long. And for places that don't know any better, not knowing is not knowing. And the other thing I'm hearing, oh, well, Phoenix Suns are halfway to a championship. You're never halfway to a championship. I don't care what the number of wins needed is. And yeah, 2 and 2 equals 4. And so rightfully so in your head, you're thinking, well, 2 wins away, we're halfway there. It doesn't work like that. Who the hell are you kidding? Come on now. You got to go and approach every game like it's 0-0. Or better yet, maybe approach it like you're down 0-2. So I like hearing that kind of stuff from people. We're halfway to a championship. No, you're not. Stop being so stupid. Stop being so cocky and so freaking arrogant. Now, that's the other thing, man. Stay humble. Be humble until it's all over. Because you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that clown. You don't want to be that fool. Man, oh man, sports make people get awfully tough. They really do. Make you get all kinds of courage. Become a keyboard bully, a lot of people. Just because your team is having success. And let me make this very damn clear to people. You have nothing to do with the outcome of what's happening, okay? So quit telling yourself you do. You know, those people that are at the game, you know what? They feel like they're a part of it because they're making noise. And you know what? To a certain degree, it works. Look at Giannis Antetokounmpo. Dude can't shoot a free throw to save his life. And for some reason, it really it bothers that guy majorly. That's a mental thing he needs to get over. What I did like from him was seeing him during that one timeout where he was really getting into his guys. That's leadership. He's playing so dominant. Here's where I'm at in the series, man. The guy is the best player by far. It's not even close. Okay, he's the best player in this series by a long shot. But here's the problem. The next three best players are on the Phoenix Suns, man. That's DeAndre Ayton, that's Chris Paul, and that's Devin Booker. Okay, so you got Giannis out on this island all by himself, because he is, quite frankly. He's that dominant. He's unreal. And then you have these other three guys for the Phoenix Suns who are right there. And they may even have the next guy after that in Bridges, for crying out loud. And then Drew and Chris are somewhere in there after that. They got to be better, man. They got to be flat out better. You're going to need 25-point Middleton. You're going to need 25-point Drew Holiday. That's what you're going to need. And you're going to need the Phoenix Suns not to shoot 50-plus percent from three-point land. You're not winning if they do that. I'm sorry. It just ain't happening. Just not happening. So to a certain degree, you got to play better defense. They got to miss some shots, which probably will be the case. You don't necessarily travel as well shooting the ball, or do you? Because if you do, then you're going to be crowned champion. You know, the Bucks have been here before, by the way. 0-2 against the Brooklyn Nets, who weren't quite whole, but they've been in this predicament before. So you respond, you get a couple games in Milwaukee, you got yourself a series. You don't do that, well, everybody's going to be talking about dynasties for the Phoenix Suns and what they can do in the future with that young nucleus of Ayton, Booker, and you can throw Bridges in there too. And then you got old man CP3 running the show. And quite frankly, he doesn't look that old. Looks like he could do this for a while. Looks like he's enjoying himself, to be honest, man. And what can we say about Monty? What a job. He's running circles around Coach Bud, who, by the way, the most stubborn NBA coach I've ever seen in the history of the game. And by the way, the Milwaukee Bucks, maybe the dumbest team in the history of the NBA Finals. They've got advantages that they're just not taking advantage of. Like, size matters, doesn't it? At least that's what people say. Size matters. And they have it, man. So why in the hell aren't you using that size to your advantage? There's no reason that Giannis Antetokounmpo should be doing anything but taking that ball to the rack. Same thing for Brooke Lopez. Don't be parked out at three-point land, man. You're no good to the Bucks that way. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'm jazzed up. All right, man, I'll do that. I'll come back with my parting shot like I always do. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf flying solo. Mike off for the week. Obviously, got to thank John Poulter, my professor of sports, for hanging out with me and talking baseball, talking hockey. And, you know, I'm going to kind of give you three things on my parting shot because, quite frankly, everybody knows me, knows I'm a huge fan of greatness, and I'd be remiss if I didn't do Novak Djokovic a little more justice than me talking about breakfast at Wimbledon and hanging out with my family, watching that stuff. But that's totally true, and I'm not going to lie to you, it was great childhood memories. But this guy is flat out amazing to me, man. The most versatile player that we've probably ever seen in this game. The reason being, the guy can win on any surface, whether it's clay, whether it's grass, whether it's the hard court. So in my humble opinion, I've been tooting it for a while. I love Novak Djokovic's game. I love his style. I think he's the most versatile player we've ever seen that's ever laid my eyes on. He's it. And I've seen a lot of great tennis players in my life. This guy's just built to win on any surface. To me, that makes him the GOAT. And sooner or later, people will recognize the greatness that he is and the greatness that is Novak Djokovic. All right, enough on that one. Next one's going to Conor McGregor, man. I feel sorry for you, brother. Nobody likes to see injuries happen, but they are part of every single game, every single situation. Hopefully you can get better. Hopefully you can get back in that octagon doing what you love. But sometimes when you talk that much smack, it's a certain amount of karma that happens, and that's kind of what happened to my man Conor. Kind of hit him right in the face. Last one is to my Milwaukee Bucks. All right, bro, it's put up or shut up time, people. This is your time. This is our time, man. That's my city. That's my team. You've been with me. I've been with you for almost 48 years now, for crying out loud. Birthday's next week, too. Not going to forget about that. So what a great surprise. What a great present on my 48th birthday it would be to see the Milwaukee Bucks get their tails back in this series. But going to take two in Milwaukee to get it done. Get it done. Help Giannis. Where's Chris? Where's Drew? Where's the rest of those people? And be live there in Milwaukee. For Scott, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. Catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Peace, everybody. Hey!
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.